Good morning. We finished Chayyadam Klaus HaMakimol Simon Yud Aleph, and we left off talking about the bracha that one makes when he sees Kivri Yisrael. So talking about the idea of going to visit Kvorim and maybe some of the Minhagim which apply. So visiting Kvorim is mentioned in Chumash already. Rashi says by Kolev Parsha Shlach, he went to Hebron to daven by the kever of the Ovis, that he shouldn't be swept up by the plans of the Meraglim, and he should follow the right path. So you see, there's a milo of davening by Kivri Ovis. He could have davened somewhere else. The makam of a kever of the Ovis of a person, the makam of a kever of tzaddikim, has an element of Kedusha Samakam to it. So it's a place of tefillah. So the goal when a person visits the kever, Mitzal Chaim, is not that he should be asking the Mesim to intercede for him. That is a very Chamadik Isser. Mishnah Berurah points this out. But rather that he wants to take the advantage of the benefit of Kedusha, which is in that makam, that this is a makam where a kli of Kedusha was buried, the body of a tzaddik, of a Talmud Chacham, of a person who kept Torah mitzvahs, an Ishmael Yisrael, even a person didn't keep, there's some element of Kedusha in this makam, and I want to use that as a place of tefillah. Sefer Chassidim says, is it tefillah for the Mesim? The Mesim know when somebody visits, and when their relatives visit, it affects them in Shemayim, and they get a benefit out of that, especially when the visitors daven for the li of the neshama of the one who's been nifter. So the goal of visiting the kvorim is that the chayim which are visiting should be mispalel on the Mesim. The minhag which we follow is to say seven kapitach of Tillim. The order is Ranu Tzadikim Lamed Gimel first, and then Tes Zayin and Yud Zayin, then Ayin Beis, Tzadi Aleph, which is Yeshiv B'Seser, Kuf Dalet, and Kuf Lamed. Then, if a person wants to do the full minhag, a person then takes Kapitel Kuf Yutes, which is the Kapitel in Tillim, which has all of the Aleph Beis in it, and there's eight psukim for each one of the letters of the Aleph Beis, and he says the name of the Nifter with those letters. So Ruvain, and he will say the eight psukim which start with the letter Resh, and etc. He doesn't have to say Ben, Beis, and Nun. And then he says Ben Yaakov, and he says the letters for Yaakov, Yud, Ayin, Kuf, Beis. The letters for Neshama, Nun, Shin, Mem, He. And then there's a tefillah to say, the tefillah which is said is Ona, which is a standard tefillah which people say at the end of learning for a nifter, end of davening for the saying Mishnayos for a nifter. It's only said in the days that Tachanun is said. In the days that Tachanun is not said, a person does not say that tefillah. This is all allowed to be said within Dalet Amos of the Kever, like we mentioned, because this is part of the tzarech of the nifter. It's for the benefit of the nifter, and therefore it is mutter to say it within Dalet Amos of the Kever. When a person goes to visit the Kvorim, he puts his hand on the matzeva. He should put his right hand on the matzeva. The person, when they leave, they put some type of zecher that they were there, a stone or something like that, as it were, to build up the matzeva even more. The person should not read out loud the ksav, which is written on the matzeva, because that's kosher l'shicha. Some say even just reading it But reading it with your eyes, even that they question as possibly being a question is dangerous for Peshikha. When a person puts, I'm sorry, I want to correct one thing I just said. He puts his left hand on the matzeva, puts his left hand on the matzeva. There's a pasuk to say, or a phrase to say, when you put your hand on the kever, you say the pasuk, Menochecha Hashem tomid, hisbiya b'tzachzecha yisnafshecha, v'atzmesecha yachalitz. So that's Psukim from Yeshaya Nunches, which is the Haftar which we read on Yom Kippur. Tishka b'shalom ad boi menachem mashmiya shalom. And then we finish over that phrase. So that's some of the minhagim in regards to visiting the Kvorim. I'm going to talk about some of the lachos of Netil Sudayim in regards to visiting the Kvorim in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.